Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. On Sunday afternoon, the Giants will be in Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. And this is the first of six big tests coming down the stretch. The Giants have the toughest record of opponent in the NFL over the final 6 weeks of the season. All these teams that they're playing are in playoff contention or one of the better teams in the National Football League, but that's fine. Don't let all those Debbie Downers out there get you all upset that the Giants have beaten teams with losing records and so on and so forth. Because you can find a lot of other teams out there that think they're just as good that have lost to those teams and don't have a winning record like the Giants at 8-3. They're mingling around at 5-6 or 6-5, whatever the case is. And by the way, I know going to Pittsburgh is tough. But again, if you buy into the hype, you're going to be inundated this week about everybody telling you about Big Ben and the Steelers, and they're 6-5. And by the way, they've lost their last two home games. And this little streak that they're on, everybody's talking about Pittsburgh now getting ready to make their run. They beat Cleveland and they beat Indianapolis Colts without Andrew Luck. So don't let people discredit the Giants' win so far this year. And just remember, Giants are the only team in the league that's beaten the Dallas Cowboys this year. So let's get into this football game a little bit. Look, Pittsburgh is going to make some plays explosively with their offense. They just have too many weapons, and their quarterback is suited to do so. Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, they're game breakers. When you look at these Giants games closely over the last couple of weeks, they've had their own opportunities to make big plays, and they haven't connected as many times as you would expect. Eli Manning has always been a great thrower of the deep ball. He'd be the first to admit there were a couple last week in Cleveland he expects to hit, that you know he's going to hit. And this week in Pittsburgh, they're going to have to hit some of those home run balls because, trust me, they'll be there for the taking. And that's my perspective.